Mr. President, Vice Presidents, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to extend to you, Mr. President, my warm congratulations on your election. I am confident that under your able leadership, this Assembly will achieve its expected outcomes. I wish to place on record my thanks to the United Nations through the World Health Organization for choosing Mauritius as one of the 62 countries to formulate a country-specific, context-appropriate consultation process for the post-2015 development agenda. As part of the national consultation process, a national survey entitled Towards a Post-2015 Development Framework was conducted by the Mauritius Millennium Development Goals Coordinating Committee. In addition, the United Nations Residence Office organized another survey entitled My World Global Survey Report and a national youth dialogue on the future that we want. Not surprisingly, Mr. President, health is at the very core of recommendations made following local consultations for developing the post-2015 development goals. Access to affordable and nutritious food, safe water and sanitation, and greater commitment to and provision for non-communicable diseases are among the priorities agreed upon by the Mauritian participants. Consequently, the new health goals which have emerged from these consultations revolve around the prevention and treatment of non-communicable diseases, more effectively addressing mental health and adopting a holistic approach to deal with occupational health issues. Non-communicable diseases constitute a global threat to human and socio-economic development, and our country experience would suggest that the post-2015 development framework needs to place the NCDs in the right perspective, with health in all policies very much ingrained within the framework. The setting of sub-goals in relation to the development of national literacy frameworks, tobacco use and substance abuse, the harmful use of alcohol, the marketing of unhealthy foods, and healthy working environments is recommended. Mr. President, it is fundamental that one of the objectives of the next generation of development goals should be the elimination of all health inequities. Even in the wealthiest countries, there are disparities in access to health care between the rich and the poor. We know that these inequities arise from the societal conditions in which people are born, grow, live, and work. Early childhood development, education, economic status, employment and decent work, housing environment, and effective prevention and treatment of health problems also contribute to these inequities. Eliminating health inequities through universal access to health and effectively addressing the social determinants of health should be the vehicles to deliver on the next development goals. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, Mauritius has just experienced the tragic consequences of climate change. In fact, on the 30th of March of this year, 11 Mauritian citizens lost their lives in flash floods. Small island states, in particular, will unfortunately become more and more vulnerable to the effects of flash floods, rising sea levels, and global warming. It is therefore essential that appropriate recommendations are made in the next generation of development goals to address the impact of climate change on health and development. Mr. President, the major challenges which we face, such as the NCDs, communicable diseases and HIV/AIDS, looming pandemics, health consequences of natural and man-made disasters, and an aging population require more than ever strong health systems and availability and affordability of medicines and appropriate medical technology. It would be essential that whilst building on health gains achieved as a result of the present health MDGs, a more holistic approach is adopted in the development of the post-2050 framework by giving the right emphasis to health system strengthening. Thank you, Mr. President.